coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry, Jackie Kelk as Homer. Now for the Aldrich Family. Everyone knows that as we grow older, the years begin to travel more swiftly. But when you're a teenage boy like Henry Aldrich, every year is a lifetime, for each minute is packed full of fun and adventure. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Mary, I can hardly believe my ears.
My goodness, Henry, all I did was ask you a perfectly civil question. I'm sure I don't know what you're so excited about.
You don't? Mary, I was sitting here minding my own business, and you walked up to me and said a thing like that.
All I said was that Joe Graham is coming over for dinner tonight.
Sure. And then you asked me what time I was getting out of the house.
Well, that's all I want to know, Henry. What time are you getting out?
But, Mary, I've been looking forward to that roast duck all day.
Henry, you can't do a thing like this to me.
I can't do what?
You can't possibly intend to sit there at the table and have dinner with us.
Gee whiz, why not? Joe and I get along swell.
Henry, do you remember what happened the last time Joe was here for dinner? If you said it once, you said it 100 times. Joe was the only boyfriend I had.
Mary, you just don't understand men. That makes a man feel good. If he hasn't any competition, what's he got to worry about?
Oh, what's the use, Mother?
Now listen, Mary, don't go dragging Mother into this.
All right, then I'll give you one more chance. Are you going to get out or aren't you?
Mary, where can I go? If my own family doesn't want me, who else would?
What I've been trying to tell you is that I phoned Homer a little while ago and asked if you could have dinner with them.
You mean you'd force me down Mrs. Brown's throat?
Homer says he's sure his mother would be delighted, and he's working on her right now.
Oh, no, Mary, oh, no.
Oh, no what?
I'm not going to impose myself on anybody that has to be worked on.
Very well, Henry, you've had your chance. Mother!
Okay, Mary, go ahead. Go ahead and tell her. I know my rights.
Mother, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen, Mary, basting the duck. Sam Aldrich, take your hands off those olives.
But I'm hungry, Alice. Can I have just one?
Mother, I could just die.
All right, Sam, you may have one, but that's all.
Ah.
Mother.
Sam?
What's the matter?
Not the one on top of the salad. It took me 15 minutes to cut it to look like a rose.
Is that what it looks like?
Take one out of the dish.
Mother, I don't mean to criticize, but what's more important to you? An olive that looks like a rose or my future happiness?
Now, dear, what's the matter?
Do you know what Henry's going to do to me? Do you know what he's going to do?
What?
He's going to have dinner with us tonight.
Well, that seems natural. He lives here.
Of course, Mary, and he's perfectly entitled to have dinner with us if he wants to.
But, Mother, tonight, don't you remember what happened the last time Joe Graham was here for dinner?
You mean when you spilled the gravy in Joe's lab?
Father, that was because Henry had me so upset by the things he was saying. I was positively trembling.
In a way, Sam, I can see Mary's point of view. After all, Joe is practically the only boyfriend she has.
Mother!
Listen, Mary, will you just tell me one thing?
You mean you've changed your mind?
Gee whiz, no. But look, would it fix things up if I told Joe you had a different boyfriend here every night?
You see, Mother? You see?
That sounds feasible to me.
Sure.
Mary, you just don't understand men. They like to feel they have lots of competition.
Father, all I ask is that I be allowed to live my own life.
Well, gee whiz, Mary, go ahead. Who's stopping you?
Mother, what am I to do?
Mary, at the moment, I'm much more concerned with this duck than Joe Graham. I wash my hands of the whole affair.
Hey, Henry.
My goodness, what's Homer doing over here?
We're out here in the kitchen, Homer.
The kitchen? Oh, boy.
Sam, hide those olives.
Right.
Boy, does this house smell good. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Homer, old-timer.
Well, I'm here.
So I see.
Boy, are we having that duck for dinner?
No, we are.
We are? Oh, boy.
Now, wait a minute, Homer. What exactly are you doing over here?
Gee, Mrs. Aldrich, I was invited over for dinner.
What? Who invited you?
You did.
I did?
Don't you remember, Mary? I said my mother would be delighted to have me come.
Homer!
Well, gee whiz.
You misunderstood me entirely. I didn't invite you over here.
You didn't.
Alice, if it would help matters any, I'd be glad to have dinner out.
Now, Sam, we couldn't do that. Who carved the duck? Homer, it isn't that we wouldn't love to have you.
You would, boy.
But not tonight, dear. And I'm afraid you'll just have to go home.
But, Mrs. Aldrich, I can.
Why not?
Well, when I told my mother I was going out, she said this was her chance to have some people in for dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
And she doesn't want to see me again till 11 o'clock tonight.
Boy, Homer, you know, we should have done this more often.
I'll say. Listen, are you sure you've still got all the money?
Sure, I'm sure. It's all tied in my handkerchief, right where my mother put it.
Gee, there's nothing like two old friends going out to dinner together.
I'll say.
How much have we got again?
We have a dollar and a quarter each, Homer. I've told you a million times.
I know, but I still can't believe it. Whenever my mother kicks me out of the house, all I get is 35 cents.
Homer, I hope you don't think my mother kicked us out.
Oh, that's all right, Hen, old-timer. I understand. Gee, you can't hurt my feelings.
Anyway, we wouldn't have enjoyed ourselves. Whenever Mary has a boyfriend up for dinner, all my mother talks about is what a good cook Mary is and how she makes all her own clothes.
Gee, did Mary cook that dinner?
No, but she peeled the radishes, though.
I didn't know you peeled radishes.
Mary does. She doesn't know how to clean them.
Boy, Hen, I know where let's go. Let's go to the candy kitchen.
The candy kitchen? But, Homer, all you can get there is dessert.
Sure. Think of all the desserts we could get for a dollar and a quarter.
Now, let's go to the mansion house.
Henry, they charge millions of dollars at the mansion house.
They do not. You can get a real swell dinner for a dollar and a quarter.
Yeah, and you could put it all on a piece of bread and make a sandwich out of it.
Listen, Homer, one of us has to be sensible. Boy, anybody who'd eat a dollar and a quarter's worth of desserts.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, that's all. It's your money. I'm only the guest.
Homer, I haven't hurt your feelings, have I?
Come to think of it, I wasn't even invited in the first place.
Now, Homer...
That's all right, Henry. Don't bother trying to explain. We'll go to the mansion house.
Well, gee whiz, if you're going to sulk.
Who's sulking?
If that's your attitude, let's go to the candy kitchen.
Oh, no, I wouldn't think of going to the candy kitchen. We'll go to the mansion house.
Oh, no, we won't.
Listen, you couldn't drag me into the candy kitchen with a team of wild horses.
Well, I'm darned if I'll set foot in the mansion house.
Now listen, Henry.
Now listen, Homer.
I just can't stand it.
Now, Mary, don't go all to pieces.
Look, when Joe gets here, why don't I just take him out someplace for dinner?
You'll do no such thing. Frankly, I'm getting a little tired of this whole business. Now, where are the boys?
Henry's up in his room, eating jelly beans from last Easter.
Jelly beans? My goodness, he'll make himself sick.
He says he hopes he does. And Homer's sitting in the hall closet.
Where?
The hall closet, Mother. He says Henry gave him permission to sit there and sulk if he wants to.
Well, you go and tell them both to stop this foolishness at once. Tell them I'll expect to see them at dinner in 15 minutes.
You mean at our dinner table? But, Mother, what about Joe?
Mary, if you mention Joe just once more, I'll go out for dinner myself. Now, do as you're told.
My goodness.
Sam Aldrich, get away from those radishes.
You mean these white things? I thought they were onions.
Homer! Are you still in the closet?
Who's that?
It's Mary.
Okay, you can come in.
Homer, you come out of that closet. You'll smother to death.
I hope I do.
My mother says you're to have dinner with her.
She does? Oh, is Henry going to be there?
Certainly he is. He lives here, doesn't he?
Then I'll just stay right here. Tell your mother thanks just the same, but I'd rather starve.
Well, my goodness.
And please close the door after you.
All right, then. All right. Henry!
I'm here in my room. If anybody's interested.
Henry Aldrich, you listen to me.
How do you do?
Mother sent me up here to invite you to dinner. And I hope you're satisfied.
Would you care for a jelly bean?
Henry, did you hear me?
Mary, please convey my regrets and tell Mother I wouldn't think of imposing on my own family for a meal.
Now look, are you sulking too?
Of course I'm not sulking. I know when I'm not wanted.
Well, my goodness, Mother! Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Mary.
Joe, it's you.
Weren't you expecting me?
Why, yes, of course, Joe. It's just that I'm so upset. Well, come on in.
Thank you. Did you just come in?
No, I'm going out. Just for a few minutes, Joe. I have to see somebody about my brother.
Oh, is he going to be here for dinner?
Not if I can help it. That is, I'll be back in a few minutes, Joe. Goodbye.
But, Mary.
Is that you, Joe?
Yes, it is, Mr. Aldridge.
Just hang your coat up in the hall closet and come out in the living room.
All right, sir. Oh, excuse me. I thought this was the closet.
It is.
It is. Well, are you looking for something?
No.
Oh.
Here, give me your coat. I'll hang it up for you.
But I don't want
to... Now, that's all right. I'd be glad of something to do.
Oh. Well, thanks.
And would you please close the door after you?
Close it? Oh, sure.
You coming in the living room, Joe?
Yes, Mr. Aldrich. I'm coming.
I'm sorry I couldn't come to the door. I'm trying to get a little fire going here.
Mr. Aldrich, I...
What's the matter, Joe? You look pale. Have you been working pretty hard?
Working? Yeah, that's probably it. I've just been working too hard. The only thing is...
Yes, Joe?
Mr. Aldrich, have you noticed anything unusual about your hall closet?
Oh, you mean all that junk.
Junk?
That's been accumulating for years. Anytime this family wants to get rid of anything, they just stuff it in the hall closet.
They do. Gee.
Ever so often we clean it out and throw everything away, but it always manages to come back.
Is that right?
It's gotten to be a sort of family skeleton.
Skeleton? Gee, I could have sworn that...
What, Joe?
Nothing.
Oh, will you excuse me, Joe, while I answer the phone?
Sure, Mr. Aldrich. I'll just lie down for a minute.
Hello?
Hello, was that you, Mr. Aldrich?
Yes?
This is String Bean.
Who?
String Bean Kittinger.
Oh, hello, String Bean.
Listen, I just met Mary on the street, and has Henry and Homer got a dinner invitation yet?
Why, no, they haven't.
Oh, boy, then I'm not too late. Gee, I ran to the first phone booth I came to. Do you suppose they could come to my house for dinner?
Why, I should think they'd be delighted, String Bean.
Oh, boy, imagine. Two men and both of them at once.
What's that?
Tell them to come over in a half an hour, Mr. Aldrich. It'll take me that long to comb the kinks out of my hair. Goodbye.
Goodbye, String Bean. Wallace!
Now.
Nothing's gone wrong, dear. I've just picked Henry and Homer up with a dinner invitation.
Well, thank goodness. Was that Mrs. Anderson or Kathleen who called?
The Andersons? Alice, the boys have been invited to the Kittingers.
And you accept it?
Certainly. If they won't eat at home, they have to eat someplace.
But Sam, Mary's gone to ask Mrs. Anderson if they can have dinner over there.
What's that?
So, dear, you'll have to get the car out and try to catch her.
But, Alice, what about Joe?
Frankly, Sam Aldrich, I don't care what... My goodness, what's he doing? Oh, Joe, dear, those olives are for dinner.
getting back to the troubles of Henry Alden. When Mary invited Joe Graham up to the house for dinner, she made the mistake of trying to get rid of Henry. At the moment, Joe is sitting in the living room reading travel magazines while the family is having a meeting in Henry's bedroom.
Alice, they've got to have dinner at the Kittingers. Do you realize Frank Kittinger is one of my best clients? I can't afford to offend him.
But then how can I phone Mrs. Anderson and say they aren't coming?
You can have Mary phone her.
Father.
What? After deliberately sending her over to ask for the invitation?
Father, could I voice an opinion?
You may not. You voiced too many already.
Henry, stop eating those jelly beans. You'll need your appetite at the Andersons.
At the Kittingers.
But, Mother, I'd rather just stay here in my room than have to go out anyplace with Homer.
You'll go out with Homer and like it.
Yes, sir.
Sam, I don't understand why you weren't able to catch up with Mary before she got to the Andersons.
Now, Alice, that's a long story.
Father, Joe's car has been stolen.
Mary.
He says he left it in the driveway, and just now when he looked out the window, it was gone.
Well, tell him not to worry about it.
Not to worry. Gee whiz, Father, that car cost Joe $150.
Well, anyway, he says that thief will get an awful surprise when he goes to push the cigarette lighter. What do you suppose happened?
What?
The whole roof falls on top of you.
Father!
Sam, Aldrich,
Alice,
you...
I had to take it. It was blocking the driveway. And Mary, tell Joe he can take his car up at the garage tomorrow and it'll have two new fenders.
Then, Sam, this whole thing was your fault. And I want you to phone Mr. Kittinger and say the boys won't be over for dinner.
Well, Alice, Mr. Kittinger's one of my best clients.
Do you suppose you and Father could argue in the living room so we could keep Joe entertained?
Henry, please go and answer that.
Downstairs, where Homer is. Well,
take it up here in my room.
Yes, sure.
Now, see here, Mary. Don't you know how to entertain yourself?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Homer, where are you?
I'm right downstairs in your hall closet. Would you mind kindly getting off the line?
Hello, Homer. This is Frank Kittinger.
Homer, may I ask who gave you permission to take our phone into the hall closet?
Just ignore him, Frank. How are you, anyway?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Now listen, Henry.
How are you, Henry?
I'm fine.
That's good. I mean, Henry, get off the line.
Homer, I could just die. You know that dinner invitation?
What dinner invitation?
My goodness, did you know? I invited you and Henry over here for dinner.
You did? Oh, boy.
Homer, my mother says we have to go to Kathleen Anderson's for dinner.
Are you going to the Andersons?
Sure.
Stringbean, what time do you want me to come over?
Well, that's why I could die. When I got home, I found a note from my mother sitting under a can of pork and beans. They've been invited out for dinner.
Well, darn it all anyway.
Homer, do you like pork and beans?
No.
Neither do I.
Gee, I love him.
Listen, Henry, get off the line.
Well, Homer, listen. My mother left the phone number at the house they're having dinner at, and I'm going to phone up and get myself invited.
Yeah, but what about me?
That's easy. I'll just tell them a friend of mine is starving to death. And don't they know their duty as citizens?
Mrs. Aldrich, isn't anybody going to answer this phone? Oh, gee whiz. Hello?
Hello. Is that you, Homer?
Yes.
Have you had your dinner yet?
Why, no.
Then, dear, would you like to come over here for dinner?
Well, gee whiz, who is this?
This is your mother.
My mother? And you're inviting me over for dinner?
Yes. The Kittingers are here. You remember the Kittingers and their daughter, Stringbean. Yes, I've got it on the phone, Stringbean.
Gee, and you'd really like to have me?
Why, yes, I don't know why. I didn't think of it before.
Well, thank you very much. I'd be delighted.
You're sure you haven't had your dinner?
I'm positive.
Oh, well, come on then.
Boy, I'll be right over.
Take your time. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Oh, Joe, was that... Oh, it's you.
Would you kindly mind stepping out of my way? I'm leaving.
You're leaving? I'd be delighted.
And would you mind sending me back my stuffed rattlesnake at your convenience?
I'll get it for you right now.
I'm sorry, but I can't wait. It happens I've been invited out for dinner, and my friends are very anxious for me to get there.
Well, you better get going.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice knowing you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well?
Well? I have to answer the phone.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Henry?
Sure, Kathleen, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, but my goodness, we've been having the worst argument over here.
You have?
You see, I told Mary to invite you and Homer over here for dinner, but the trouble is I should have asked my mother first.
You mean she doesn't want me?
Oh, she wants you, all right, but she doesn't want Homer Brown.
She doesn't? Well, gee, that suits me right down to the ground.
Oh, my goodness, Henry, that's wonderful.
The only thing is, could I ask you one question?
Certainly, Henry.
All I want to know is, well, exactly what has your mother got against Homer?
If you finish mashing the potatoes yet.
I'm mashing them. Boy, does that Henry Aldrich make me sore.
Me too.
Nobody in his whole family knows what they're doing. They invite you over for dinner, and where do you wind up? In the hall closet with a bunch of galoshes.
And imagine Henry eavesdropping on our telephone conversation like that.
Yeah, imagine. Although, it was his phone.
I know, but it was you I wanted to talk to, not him.
Sure, but just the same, he has a right to use his own phone if he wants to.
Oh, but he's so bossy.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Homer Brownie's always telling you what to do.
Yeah? Well, maybe I like being told what to do.
Well, my goodness.
And I'll thank you to stop making insulting remarks about my best friend.
Mr. DeHaven.
Yes, Henry?
I guess I'll have another hamburger.
Another one? Say, didn't you have any dinner tonight?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't. I was invited out for dinner, but, see, I don't know. You take women. No, you take men.
What's that?
Yeah, you take men. You can talk to them for years, and boy, you always got lots to talk about. But you talk to a woman for 5 minutes, and gee, all she can talk about is men.
Well, you don't say.
Sure. All she can do is criticize your friends. Homer, my friends might have big appetites, but boy, you never get bored with him. I mean, them.
Well, say, look who's here.
Who? Oh.
Mr. DeHaven, have you got anything decent to eat?
Sure thing, Homer. You get up on that stool and I'll fix you some hamburgers.
This stool? This stool right here?
Yeah, I'll have them for you in a minute.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Is this stool taken?
No, gee, no. Sit down.
Thanks.
I said, isn't it cold out?
I'll say. Well, gee, how are you anyway?
I'm fine, Homer, just fine. How are you?
I'm swell. And?
Well, gee, Homer. Old-timer. Listen, I still got $1.50. Why don't you say we go over to the candy kitchen and get a whole lot of dessert?
Well, I wouldn't mind going to the mansion house.
No, sir.
Henry.
Listen, Homer, I got a better idea.
What?
Let's just stay here.
Swell.
Here are your hamburgers, Homer.
Oh, boy. Do they look good?
They are, Homer.
Here, Hen. Have one of mine.
Thanks. Gee whiz, is that Joe Grant?
Hi, Henry. What are you doing here?
I'm having my dinner.
Say, are those hamburgers? That's just what I'm looking for.
Well, come on, sit down.
But, Joe, didn't you just have a duck dinner over at my house?
Well, I started to. Gee, I bet the whole thing never would have happened if the duck hadn't got burned.
It did?
Yes, your mother and father were so busy talking upstairs, they never would have noticed it if I hadn't smelled the smoke.
Gee whiz, you mean you couldn't eat it?
Well, we started to, but then your father began telling me how Mary does all the cooking, and the first thing your mother knew, Mary had dumped the gravy in her lap.
Gee, what did she do?
She went to bed.
Mary?
No, your mother. Mary went for the doctor.
My mother needed a doctor?
No, the doctor was for your father. You see, he was carrying a tray up to your mother, and he slid on some jelly beans and twisted his ankle.
Boy, I wish I'd been there.
Listen, Homer, if we'd been there, they'd only have blamed the whole thing on us. Here, Joe, would you like a hamburger?
Yeah, thanks.
Certainly too bad things had to go wrong. You're the only boyfriend Mary has.
Will somebody pass the ketchup?
Efficient.
She certainly is. The next time Joe comes for dinner, we must remember to tell him that Mary's a good nurse, too.
Oh, Father!
The Aldrich Family is based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and stars Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.